teenage patriots in Indianapolis on this moment of Indiana history. Is the youth of today too happy? Is everything a joke? Do our homes have to be bombed before we'll realize that now is the time to prepare? An Indianapolis high school student wrote those words during World War II, but his classmates were hardly oblivious to the troubles around them. Although most students could not identify Yugoslavia on a map, many kept in touch with friends and family members stationed abroad. Students' patriotism, mixed with teenage emotions, left them frustrated about what they could do to help. As one girl put it, being 16 and 17, we're considered too young for the armed forces and too young for work in war factories. Organizations like the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, some felt, did not make the type of contribution they sought. Some students dropped out at age 16 to work in wartime industries, even though their parents pressured them to stay in school and work toward longer-term goals. "We know we can never fight," a Shortridge High School girl remarked. "We must go to school to help rebuild the world for tomorrow." For boys who dreamed of making a more immediate contribution, there was the chance that they, too, would soon be fighting for their country. Despite their romanticized sense of war and patriotism, many Hoosier teenagers understood that being at war meant more than going without sugar. But as Americans gave their lives in Europe and the Pacific, the teenagers of Indianapolis were caught in between. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.